Morning, Brad. Or evening, I guess, is the name of the game. Are you helping out, Papa? Thanks, Brad.
How about that sign? I'll give it to her before he gets lost.
Good evening, gentlemen. This evening, I have two items on the council agenda. The first item would be the AP Kroll Millville Contract C final balancing change order. Their contract is complete. Council has granted substantial completion to the project, and this balances all the work items and dollar values for that project. If there are any questions, I can address those. If not, I have a motion.
Go ahead and read it, Brad.
Be it moved based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department that the balancing change order for Sussex County Project 0506C, Banks Acres, Banksville Park, and SR 26 East to AP Kroll and Sons be approved, which decreases the contract by the amount of $133,336.19 for a new contract total of $1,958,493.81, contingent upon the receipt of approval from the funding agencies.
Motion, gentlemen.
So moved.
Second.
Move second that we approve the balancing change order as stated. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Roger?
Yes.
Yes. Thank you, Brad.
The next item on the agenda is the a contract amendment for Whitman Rec Ward to assist the county with construction administration on our up-and-coming Gulf Village Sanitary Sewer Project. I will point out to council that this is some different than we have done on some of the county projects. This is a project that's smaller in nature. Sussex County staff will be doing the on-site inspection for the project. We would like your consideration for Whitman to assist us in the administration, which handles things like addressing surveys on the site. We have some wetlands issues to look at, and the meeting agendas and minutes and cut sheet survey work, those type of items, which will assist in the identifying our funding sources that are properly allocated.
And you think you need them to do that?
Yes, I think we do. And one of the reasons is we have numerous funding sources here, and some funding sources a little unusual to our normal utility projects. This community has DLDOT streets within the community, which is a little unusual, and there are some DLDOT funding sources and concert with several other funding sources. So it provides us like a third party to be involved. So if there were an audit in the future or there were any questions on discrepancies, we have a third party beside us to help in a possible audit process or something like that.
And the $21,000, and that's what we're talking or something?
Yes, sir, right? That's correct.
It's all time and material. We'll only use them as needed. So it'll be on an hourly basis if we only need them for $5,000 worth of work, then that's what.
And we kind of figured in the big picture, because I know it's not a very big project, so there's not a lot of money sitting out there. So we kind of figured
This does fit into the overall budget.
That's cool. Okay. Any other questions?
Hourly.
You have a motion, please, Brad?
Be it moved based upon the recommendation of the County Engineering Department that Sussex County Council hereby authorize its president to execute Amendment Number 47 to its contract with Whitman Rec Ward and Associates LLP for the construction administration services for the Gulf Village Sanitary Sewer Construction Project at a not-to-exceed cost of $21,785.
Motion, gentlemen.
So moved.
Second.
Moving to second that we approve the contract amendment as stated. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you.
Brad, you can sign these. I'll give them to Ron. Or you want to take them?
Sunny in the morning.
You don't have it originally.
Okay.
West 10 to 15 miles an hour with gust up to 25.
That's cool. Thanks, Brad. Come on down, Steve. Good evening. Oh, we got all the engineers out tonight, don't we? More pay, we love it. We're gonna start doing tree farms.
16 out of north northwest. Clock at 16 out of north northwest. Clock will be 13, so. Yeah, I said it could be gust.
Gonna get one for Papa?
I'm getting it. Got a lot of homework in it.
He's out with flu.
I'm not gonna be nice.
Public, that's what I told public. Told public, man. Yeah, the flu.
Go ahead, Steve.
Good evening. I have two items to bring for you this evening. First being a pumping station project located in Fenwick Island. We opened bids on November 12th for contract 0804, pump station 31 improvements. This is a pumping station that's down on Route 54, just across from Mallard Lakes. The work is needed due to the age of the existing equipment and in preparation for the new force main installation, which will increase the capacity of the station. The project involves complete rebuild from top to bottom, being pumps, piping, valves, the whole bit. We did open bids last week, which were favorable.
I'd say.
Yes.
What was the estimate of ours?
The estimate's on the last column of the spreadsheet.
I got you. There we go.
Yep.
I was looking blue-green.
Estimate was $514,960, and our low bidder was Topkins at $296,760. So, yes, we made out very well. Contractors are a bit hungry.
That's a good thing.
So.
I mean, it's not good that they're hungry, but it's good for certainly the consumers, that's for sure.
That's right. So if there aren't any questions, I have a motion.
Please.
Be it moved, based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department and its consultant, Whitman Reckart and Associates, that Sussex County Project Number 0804, Fenwick Island Sanitary Sewer District Pump Station 31 Improvements, be awarded to the lowest responsive bidder, Hopkins Construction Incorporated, at the base bid amount of $296,760.
So moved.
Second.
Thank you. Moved to second that we approved the bid as stated. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Roger?
Yes.
Yes, motion passed.
I'd like to ask Mr. Thomas to step up and assist me with the next project.
He gonna be the whipping boy tonight, isn't he?
I gotta have somebody throw under the bus.
He thought he did. He thought he had that pretty picture out. That was it.
Second item is, Mr. Baker asked me to bring up, to present a report to council concerning the UPS or the uninterruptible power supply system at the new 911 center. We had an incident on July of this year where we took a lightning strike at the facility, and we lost the UPS, which keeps all the electronics online. We found at that point that this UPS system is a single point of failure, meaning if this system goes down, we lose the entire 911 center. Fortunately, we were able to keep it online for the 3 days it took to get a technician there. It took us approximately 4 hours to shut all the equipment down, transfer to Seaford. We used the mobile command units, brought everything back up.
Right.
And that was a managed event. Had the event been worse, where we couldn't bring these folks in, it would have been a longer duration. So we've been working on a design to basically increase the redundancy of the system. And as the report that I just handed out shows, we basically come up with three line diagrams. Figure one shows you the existing system. You'll see the UPS in the center being a single point of failure. And we've worked up two other configurations which would allow us a bypass to the existing system.
That's figure two that we have?
Figure two is the least expensive, but is...
I like how you said it.
Right, it's the least expensive of the two configurations. In our research, we have found that UPS systems of this magnitude are broken into six tiers, tier one to tier six.
Right.
The present configuration we have at our 911 center is classified as a tier level one.
Minimum standards.
Minimum standards. We have visited Newcastle, Kent County, and just as a comparison, the new center in Newcastle has a level six. What we are proposing is figure number three, which is a level three tier system. So we've made compromises. We're not looking to go for the Cadillac system, but we're trying to find the most reliability for the dollar.
Absolutely. Okay. And basically, just for everybody out there, this is basically, if we lose power, it takes that whatever time it takes a generator fire. This is the backup for the computers so they don't go down. Is that correct?
That is.
Layman's term?
Like a surge protector, too, then.
Like a surge protector also. The main difference here is at our home, if we lose power, if we have a backup generator, you lose power for 10 seconds, you're back up and running in 10 seconds. At this center, everything is electronic, including the phone system.
Right.
So if we take an outage of 250 milliseconds, one quarter of a second, we are down for at least 4 hours. And down means that if I call 911, nobody's on the other end. It'll take 2 hours to get the technicians in, reboot the equipment, and come back online.
It's certainly something that's serious.
Basically, we found it was a design flaw, to be quite frank with everyone.
Sure.
We've got a generator set in there that should take care of the problem, but the problem is the generator feeds through the UPS system. So if we lose the UPS system, the generator does us no good.
Right.
And as you heard Steve say, if we take another surge or a hit and we go down, I've got to get people to see for demand phones. We've got to be able to transfer all that equipment to be able to do it, and that's where our problem is.
Sure. It's a major operation.
It is. And you're talking about reliability. The UPS is a piece of electronic equipment.
Yeah.
You know, and it's single point of failure. The UPS could last from now, it could last for 10 years. Or just like my BlackBerry, it's the same electronics, it could fail tomorrow.
Right. Okay. We got something we have to do, that's for sure. Any other questions?
One caveat to this that I've been working on the other end of it, as Steve's been doing all the research. I've been working through the Delaware Emergency Management Agency and Homeland Security. This project is a viable project to get reimbursed through Homeland Security grant funding, and it looks like, barring any major difficulties, that it could be 100% reimbursed.
Something to be qualified for.
Yes, exactly.
And, I know you guys are moving ahead on the whole project anyway. So.
Great.
We don't have a figure nailed down at this point, but an estimate, this project to do figure number three will probably exceed $250,000.
That's correct. Okay. Any questions? Thank you very much, Steve.
Could we ask for the council's agreement to request a grant, to give us the authority to request a grant for the project?
So moved. Okay. Mr. Rogers?
Second.
We move to second that we give authority to the, I guess, Mr. Thomas and the engineering department and Mr. Baker, authority to move forward with a request for the Homeland Security Grant. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Yes, motion passed.
Okay, we have one other proposed motion.
Okay.
Mr. Hudson would like to your approval to move ahead with bidding the project. It's larger than our bid limit, so we've got to go ahead and price it out and provide yep. specs and go through the bidding
right.
process.
I did prepare a motion.
Yeah, okay. Please, Steve. Okay.
Be it moved based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department at the request of the Director of Emergency Operations that the Sussex County Engineering Department move forward with the design and solicitation of bids for improvements to the UPS system at the new Emergency Operations Center, contingent on financing of the project.
Motion, gentlemen.
Second.
Move to second that we give authority to the engineering department to proceed with the bidding process for the EOC. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Yes. Motion passed. Thanks, Steve.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Joe. Good evening, Bob.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen.
You're not going to give us any paper, are you? You're not going to give us any paper, are you?
I'll keep it all.
That's good.
Actually, this is change order two for the South Coastal Library. Basically, it's going to consist of six potential changes and result for a credit of $7,639 to the contract, in which basically brings the project status with change order one to $13,851 under bid, or about 1/3%.
Going the right way?
Pardon?
Going the right way? Yes.
The first course was we had to fix some of the existing roof areas before we re-roofed it. It was sagging, and we had to put some bracing to the trusses and added some sheathing, and that was for an addition of $1,820. The third was the deletion of the electric transformer pad that DPL installed instead of the contractor. So we took that out of the contract documents and ended up in a credit of $1,388. The third is an addition of an HVAC split system to supply additional cooling to the data room. Once we got all the gear figured out and all the heating in the winter with the system that was heating, we can't cool the equipment. So we had to add this. It's an inside-outside system for that one room, and that extra cost is $7,400. The fourth was an addition of two baby changing stations in the public toilet rooms. These were not included in the contract documents. They were missed for an extra of $1,097. The fifth is a changing of the exterior cedar siding to what is called hardy plank with a cementous board, and we're using Asia trim, which is solid PVC, for less maintenance and longer life. And that works out to a credit of $18,315. And the sixth was the site pole light bases were inadvertently specified to only be 3 foot in the ground instead of 5 foot. So we had to go down to 5 foot to hold the lights up under the wind conditions. And that amounted into an extra $1,747, and there was like 15 of them, so it was very nice. So that's how the six potentials result in the $7,639 credit for the change order. Any questions?
Please read a motion. Okay.
Be it moved based upon the recommendation of Sussex County Engineering Department and its consultant, Studio Jade, that the change order number two for Sussex County Project 0604 South Coastal Library renovations be approved, which decreases the contract amount by $7,639 for a new total of $4,190,149.
So moved.
Second.
Move to second that we approve change order number two for credit. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Yes. Motion passed. Thank you, Bob.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Good evening, Julie.
Thank you.
Excellent. We're more efficient, there's only three of us tonight.
Okay, I'm here for a change order, but mine is not negative, it's positive.
Oh, good.
But I'm hoping for a positive result. This is for the Air Park Fire Protection System Upgrade Phase 1. We're about one-third through the project. It's going very well, but a significant amount of work has been done and equipment purchased and installed. So the time frame is about one-third through, but the work is maybe a little bit more than that. I don't foresee a lot of change orders in the future. If you look through the sheet I gave you, we had to add some cost for power issues and controls for the fire pumps and the domestic pumps. Our wonderful coworker Steve Hudson realized that the electrical engineer left a lot to be desired as far as the design. So these changes were made to prevent future problems and to make it work right. In order to offset it, we took out some hydrants that weren't absolutely required. Mm-hmm. We could have replaced a few more, but some that could stay, we left. So we were able to offset some of those costs, as well as we decreased the painting scope of the interior of the new additions to the building to try to offset the scope. And our maintenance people are actually moisture sealing the interior of the block walls, and that's saving us $6,600. So there are different items here and there, door frame, some louvers, and the reason that's a design omission error is because one thing leads to another. If a piece of equipment wasn't sized right on the drawings, then there's no room for the huge louver, and then you have to break it in two, and it ends up costing more.
Well, certainly when the controls are not...
Yeah, so it was a domino effect.
The building's got to change and all the other issues.
We had to add on to the electrical room to fit the equipment in.
Sure.
And we had to rearrange some of the equipment and pumps inside. But this is the summary of the changes to date. And as I said, I don't foresee a lot more. The contractor's doing a great job. All their subs so far, so good.
That's good.
That's right there.
Thanks. Okay. I assume we're okay financially as far as everything on our end, Susie?
Yes, even though it's positive change order, we've just reallocated.
Right.
Other budgeted items and capital projects.
And I know we've been saving for this for a while to get this project done.
Yeah, this fire protection system. Yes.
Oh, I need to mention, too, there's one item on here that's close to $10,000, and that is not, that's required by the state law, EPA, because recently it was discovered that there's a contaminant in the water.
Right.
And we have to treat that. Now, we are not doing the complete treatment system with this change order, but we're doing the underground piping portion of it, which will save us at least two times that money more.
Right.
If we did it by itself, if we had to call a contractor.
That was the filtering system we put on board.
Yeah, and this is only the underground piping portion of that.
Okay.
Since we have a site contractor on the job, it makes it a lot more economical to do it now than
Absolutely.
To wait.
Okay.
Will you anticipate bidding in a later date?
Yes, for the building and the unit.
Solution to that.
Right, but this is just the piping for the underground piping.
The well we're bringing on board is tested fine, from what I understand. Is that correct?
No, we're running. We have two wells out there right now, and the water's...
We have the existing treatment or the rental treatment system connected to one well, but ultimately we'll need to have a system that treats both wells.
Okay. Right.
We just have the second well.
And this underground piping will enable us to treat the water from both or either well.
Put one filter and shift it. Yeah, I understand. Okay, that's cool. You have a motion, please?
Yes. Be it moved based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department that change order number 1 for Sussex County project number 0307 Air Park Fire Protection System Upgrade Phase 1 with Southern Builders Incorporated of Salisbury, Maryland be approved in the amount of $54,563.98, which increases the contract total to $2,815,563.98.
Second, George?
Second.
Thank you. Move to second that we approve the change order as stated. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Yes. Motion. Thank you, Julie.
Thank you.
Grant request.
We got a few.
You ready?
Yeah,
West Side New Beginnings.
Huh?
Did you jump some things or what?
Bigger?
This is just you, Mr. Cole.
West Side New Beginning. Where is it? How much do we got here?
Hold on a second. I get Mr. Phelps.